recording. Hi, this is Mary. I call myself Colorado Mary because there are other Marys and because it says Manda. And today, because I am not teaching, no appointments with clients, no groups to run, nothing that has to do with therapy or writing dissertations, other people's dissertations, anything. So I was just cruising through audio boon. Anyway, so I was cruising through them, and I started to notice, and I think I have before, that there seems to be, okay, hedge word, seems to be trepidation about disagreeing with others, about saying something that the one who's doing the audio view, he or she thinks, ugh, another person won't like it. So back to what I've talked about before, which is the sort of, I am positive, I'm going to speak positive speak. This is about group think, not individual think. And I'm staying in the box. And rather than spending my time analyzing how come all of that doesn't just grate on me. Well, it is disturbing to me. Rather than dissecting that yet again, since I figured that out, I've decided instead to audio view about it, about all of what I just said. Jax, you can participate in a sec, okay? Your audio boo would have to do with an arboreal rodent, and I am not going with you to chase squirrels. Breeze, come here. I think your barking has to do with the onset of some kind of dementia, but you're still very alive, and you're not suffering. Jax, enough, please, sir. Come here. Enough, my lad. Stop it. I'm not going out. It's snaining here. And part of, well, what I was observing, well, no, the niche, the, I'm not sure the word, where I was particularly observing the phenomena that I was just mentioning had to do with blind channels. I don't know what the specific name is. Jeff has one of them, one of the channels. I'm not sure who else. And what I heard over and over is, gosh, did I open a can of worms? It seems that someone disagrees with me. Now, okay, not the exact words. The can of worms, yes, I hear that a lot. And when I hear the can of worms sort of preface, what it usually means is, oh dear, somebody might not like me. I haven't won the popularity contest. Oh, my goodness. I must have said something that doesn't jive with how somebody else feels, experiences. That's a can of worms. Then I must live the can of worms. But then how come it doesn't, I don't feel troubled by it? I guess because it has to do with the fact that I disagree, the fact that I experience things differently than other people, the fact that I articulate my experiences differently. I don't think that has anything to do with human connection. It just has to do with, oh, I don't see it that way. Oh, we don't have a shared experience. That's all. I don't have to and feel in no way compelled to extrapolate and say, oh no, I'm not going to be liked. And in fact, and I've indicated, I was going to say intimated, but no, straightforward, indicated this on at least one other audio boo. It puzzles me. What does it matter? So if someone disagrees, so if they don't share, okay, one of the topics in one of the blind channels has to do with going to the gym. I've been going to the gym for about almost 20 years in powerlifting and bodybuilding. So there has been this discussion. They call it a loop, and I've been trying to figure out whether a loop is different than a thread, about what it's like as a blind person to go to the gym. Well, I never really thought about, I mean, yeah, okay, I'm totally blind. I go to the gyms, have for a long time. I know the music. Often the music is going to be loud. I am going to have to check out the place, find out where, if I use machines, but most of the time I use the free weights, you know, do the squat racks. They usually stay in the same place. The deadlift platform form usually does. But the things that move, weights, you know, is it the kind of gym where people end up putting them away or not? And what I would like to know and have tried to ask is, what is the discussion about? Are people supporting one another in saying, oh, that's happened to me too, and I did that too. But then, okay, then what? Okay, so let's say some of the experiences people share, the experiences are in common, but the responses can be different. How you handle them, how I handle them. And yes, that sometimes happens on Audio Boo, and I'm talking right now about the VIP, visually impaired, what is it? Yeah, visually impaired, about blind people. A lot of times, however, it the conversation stays on that level. Oh yeah, I did that too. Okay, so go to a gym. Find out what's in the gym, how it's set up. Decide if, I mean, you into free weights, most people aren't. Know that if, for example, I keep having to go to free weights, but machines too, you know, they're not going to stay just like you want them. The squat racks, the level of, well, I was going to talk about the dipping station, but the squat racks, the level of the bar is going to change. If you're not careful, you're going to impale your face on it. That's no one else's fault. You figure out a way to move slowly in that environment. And if you feel like you can't, then hire a personal trainer. If you're fortunate, I guess, someone was talking about how usually they called the gym and somebody would just help them go around. I've never had that experience. I've had it. That experience in that when I went to the gym the first and second time, sure, but no, not over and over. Had to learn it myself. Preferred to sometimes when you go to bench, you know, when you're going to bench press and you can't hear because of the music, as I said, and you're trying to tell if somebody's on the bench and they're in the down position, you know, when you bench press, that's kind of how it is, and they don't respond and you reach over, yes, you're going to, well, inadvertently have tactile contact with people, a person's body, and, well, could be embarrassing, depending on how you think of it. So why the level of discussion doesn't happen there, and how come people aren't comfortable, don't feel, I mean, and I'm not going to analyze that as a psychologist, because I think I have some understanding of it. Jeff, I think, was talking about recently the can of worms and how he actually listens to people who aren't on his channel. And of course he named the people that are, I would say, are fairly popular people. It would be Paul, Mac, Rick, all one word, a couple other people, and how that was kind of out of the box and how that opened a can of worms. And I don't get that. I listen to those people 2. What does that mean? And I'm actually interested. I like Dean. I like to listen to Dean. So the questions really have to do with, what is this, not just behavior, not a trend, this groupthink stuff, this, if you feel that you don't agree, you have to water it down. You have to be wishy-washy, not me, thank you, or shilly-shally, or namby-pamby. How come you can't just say, oh, no, I see it differently? Or, oh, religion? And you know, people say, oh, gosh, we can't talk about this topic or that topic. Why? How come? What is it about those specific topics? Sex, well, I mean, maybe not that one, but if people want to, go ahead. Religion. What's the other one? Oh, politics. Why not? It doesn't, the topics themselves and how one discusses those topics doesn't have to lead to acrimony or unkindness or, you know, being rude. We can just see things differently. Well, on Audioboo, I guess. That's interesting. I guess on Audioboo, seeing things differently, well, stating that you, well, it's the same thing, isn't it? Because if you see things differently in your mind, your mind's eye, and you don't say it, then nobody knows. But saying it is, what is that, taboo? Or it, what? And there are certain questions that I ask. I know I asked Big R something a long time ago, because he said that he would answer questions that relate to technology. I don't, you know, I didn't even get a response, which, no, I am not offended. I don't know him. I was surprised because he said he would answer questions. And what I was also surprised about is since he decided that he wasn't going to respond, and the same with Jeff, if people aren't going to respond, well, really, could they maybe say, look, I've thought about this. I don't like how you pose your questions. I don't relate with the material that you're asking about. Could maybe there be that kind of feedback? Or is it on Audioboo anyway, a preference to ignore? All in the name of being positive. It's positive to ignore someone. I'm bewildered, baffled. So maybe, but I doubt it, someone might respond to this. Or someone might say, well, which is a response. The reason I'm not going to really answer your questions is because. But then that requires, I guess, stepping out of the box. Actually thinking, not just about what you want to say or the person wants to say, but listening and all those kinds of behaviors people typically want to engage in. Can anyone, well, you can, most of you. Will anyone please help me have a better understanding of this has to do with Audioboo? Social, now I hear the word trend again, in general, or what this is about? Maybe Jeff, you could help me. Or Big R. I'm not sure. I would appreciate anyone who is willing to give me, to provide, it's not just giving me, but provide some input publicly, privately, comment, however one chooses to do so. Please do choose to do so.